It was the first public debate between the two frontrunners in Brazil's presidential election. Six candidates were on the stage, but all eyes were on incumbent right-wing president Jair Bolsonaro and left-wing former leader Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Together, they have more than 70% of the votes. Lula, who governed Brazil from 2003 to 2010 and is leading the polls, blamed Bolsonaro for the country's rise in poverty.
The country I left is a country that people miss. It was a country of employment. It was a country where people had the right to live with dignity, with their heads held up. And this country will return.
Bolsonaro attacked Lula, accusing him of leading a political corruption scandal involving Brazil's state-run oil company Petrobras.
There was corruption. President Lula, you want to come back? What for? To keep doing the same thing at Petrobras?
Lula spent 19 months in prison before bribery convictions against him were annulled, putting him back on Brazil's political scene. Bolsonaro, who is trying to appeal to women voters, denied misogynistic claims against him. But during the debate, he attacked a female journalist who criticized his response to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Vera, you sleep thinking about me. You're a disgrace to journalism.
Analysts say both frontrunners did poorly on Sunday, but that will unlikely influence the outcome of this unprecedented election.
They are totally different from other elections in Brazil because you have an incumbent president fighting a former president. And that has never happened in Brazilian history. Secondly, no president, incumbent president, has started a campaign in a disadvantage regarding his opponent.
Taxi driver Carlos Costa says the debate did not change his mind.
I voted for Bolsonaro in 2018 because I was sick of corrupt governments. I'll vote for him again.
Vanessa dos Santos says she supported Lula and still does.
I would prefer a third opinion between Lula and Bolsonaro, but since we have none, I'll vote for Lula because I know his government has favored the poor and we are now struggling to put food on the table.
Bolsonaro is trailing Lula in all of the polls. Both men will have to win more than half of the valid votes cast to be elected president during the first round on October 2nd. If not, the election will go to a runoff on October 30th. Monica Yanakiev, Al Jazeera, Rio de Janeiro.